Now, the Gaza-based Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says it's ready to hand over the administration of the besieged Gaza Strip to a Palestinian unity government. The statement is the latest signal hinting that the rival Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah are closer to attaining national unity. The announcement came days after they hammered out a deal on the new cabinet structure. The long-standing rivalry between Hamas and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which includes the Fatah Party, reached its climax in 2007. Since then, both sides have run separate governments in Gaza and the West Bank. According to the new deal, the two sides will form a unity government within 5 weeks and hold national elections in 6 months. Let's speak to Mark Glenn. He's with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, and he joins us via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thank you for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Hamas and Fatah moving one step closer towards that all-inclusive unity deal between the two factions. How insignificant a move do you see this in standing up against the atrocities being committed by the Israeli regime?
Well, I think that it's very important, but at the same time, I think that it is fraught with dangers. You know, you're talking about two very fragile governments, one of which has already been labeled professionally as a terrorist organization. Let's face it, when it comes to legitimacy for the Palestinian cause, like it or not, it definitely resides with the Palestinian Authority. Having said that, anything that Hamas does or anything that Hamas is accused of doing will fall upon entire quote-unquote Palestinian government. So when we see rocket launches in place from Hamas, from Gaza, Hamas-controlled Gaza, whether these are real or whether these are state vacations, real, the matter is that it is going to fall on the entire Palestinian government, resides in Ramallah, going to be the one that takes the blame for this. What I fear is going to take place is that there will be these provocations on the part in order to delegitimize the entire Palestinian Authority, and we'll be tracked back to this unity deal that will be taking place here in the next 5 weeks.
Okay, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. We are having some technical difficulties with the audio quality there. Mark Glenn with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement joining us from Idaho. Many thanks, Mr. Glenn, for your comments.